Hello.
Hi, is Deborah in, please?
This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Great. I wanted to follow up with you. I'm not sure if you got my email on Friday. I was seeing if you guys had that additional information so I get your file rolling.
I think, hold on for just a second, please. Could you?
Sure.
Thanks. Okay, yeah, that was like a 25% rate, and we're still thinking about that
So,
aspect.
regarding the rates, I've quoted you, and I'm not pushy by any nature. I've quoted you worst case scenario. What I'd like to do is get the information in and see if you get approved for startup terms or existing terms. Existing approvals are going to be much, much cheaper. They're going to be in the single digits, but I can't actually submit your
Okay.
file until I understand the transaction. So, if you guys can get me that
Okay.
information, then I can get you a solid approval. And then, if the numbers work, my goal is obviously to get you the
Yeah.
cheapest approval possible. But I'd like to get you a formal approval so you know it's available for your business.
Okay. So that what you're quoting is not what it would be.
It's the worst. So in our line of business, and the reality is you have really good credit. So what you're used to is when you borrow money, you're used to when you borrow money for a house or a car, you're used to very, very cheap funding because you're very, very low risk. And so with startup funding, it's a completely different model because the risk is higher, therefore the rates are higher. Your transaction will be priced out two ways. One way it'll be priced out as just a pure startup, which the terms I've quoted you are pretty accurate. If you don't get priced out as a startup, you get priced out as what's called a story transaction, which basically shows, hey, look, this is a new business, but there's some history behind it, therefore the risk is lower. You might get a much cheaper approval. I actually just had a gentleman that came in to me who I funded who has several restaurants, and he was starting another restaurant, completely unrelated name, completely different DBA. But since he had that experience, we priced him out using normal pricing, and his cost was much cheaper. But I can't actually get you a formal approval. I can't give you any real numbers until I actually understand where's the location, all those things, because if I get you an approval without disclosing that, then your transaction could fall apart in funding, and I don't like to go down that path with potential customers.
Okay, well, I'm out the door right now for an appointment, and I'll come back and most likely do that
Sounds like a
because I
plan.
understand it better.
Oh,
Okay,
absolutely.
thank you.
You're
All
welcome.
right,
Bye
thanks,
bye.
Ruben. Bye.